With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Do you ever feel like you're always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How do you like to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. With working from home and trying to stay in touch with friends and family, a million pressing social issues, and an expectation to always be on 24/7. Sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for Coors Light. It's made to chill. My moment to chill is watching baseball, especially when the White Sox are on. I like to have a Coors Light beside me. It's a great beer to have watching the games, as it's cool and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. And even the mountains on my cans turn blue, telling me that it's time to hit reset. Sit back, relax, and hunker down for an evening of White Sox baseball. So when it's time for you to unwind, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox Wake Up Call for Friday, May 28th, 2021. I'm Josh Nelson. The weather cooperated for the White Sox last night, only causing a 30-minute delay and kept away for the duration of it, which was good for the White Sox. And thanks to Dylan Cease, Nick Madrigal, Billy Hamilton, and Yermín Mercedes, the White Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles last night 5-1. Dylan Cease set single-game highs in his career. He generated 29 whiffs, which ties Jacob deGrom this season for the most in a game. Cease did this on 111 pitches, which is the most he's ever thrown in a game in the major leagues. Breaking down the pitches for Cease, he threw 49 four-seamers at an average of 95.2 miles per hour, which was 1 mile per hour slower than his season average. Missing that extra mile per hour didn't hurt, as Orioles hitter swung at his four-seamer 28 times and they whiffed 14 times for a 50% whiff rate, which is really good on a four-seamer. Cease's slider was more impressive. He threw 35 sliders, and out of those, he generated 15 swings against the slider. And the Orioles whiffed 11 times. Cease also had good success with his changeup, too. He did throw one bad pitch in the game to Freddy Galvis, a high curveball on an 0-2 count, left the yard in a hurry for a solo home run, Freddy Galvis' seventh home run of the season. That was the only run scored for Baltimore, as Cease's final line was 6 innings pitched, 4 hits allowed, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts. His season ERA is now 2.98. For 5 innings, Yermín Mercedes was the only White Sox hitter to score. In his first at-bat, on a 3-0 count, of course, Mercedes smashed his 7th home run of the season as it left the bat at 116 miles per hour for its exit velocity. Still tied 1-1 in the 6th inning, the White Sox got a 2-out rally going. Andrew Vaughn singled and Luis Garcia walked against former first-round pick Dylan Tate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Left the game as Tanner Scott came in to face Billy Hamilton. And on a 0-2 pitch, Hamilton made enough solid contact for a grounder up the middle to reach the outfield, and Vaughn scored the go-ahead run. The White Sox added cushion in the seventh inning. Nick Madrigal led it off with his eighth double on the season, and after Yoan Moncada walked, it was Jose Abreu's turn. Facing reliever Cesar Valdez, Abreu waited long enough to turn on a changeup, driving it into the outfield gap in left field for an RBI double. Now 3-1, it was Yermín Mercedes to do more damage, and with two strikes, he singled up the middle, scoring both Moncada and Abreu. It was an odd matchup, considering how well Mercedes is handling pitches slower than 93 miles per hour this season. Valdez's changeup didn't fool Abreu or Mercedes that inning. Filling in for Tim Anderson as a leadoff man, Nick Madrigal went 2-for-4 with a walk. He's now hitting .306. Andrew Vaughn went 2-for-4. Lourdes Garcia went 2-for-3. And batting second was Yasmani Grandal, and he reached twice, going 1-for-4 with a walk. With the win, the Chicago White Sox are now 29-20.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
Fingers crossed the rain holds off again for the White Sox. Forecast calls for rain between 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. in Chicago with a high of 51 degrees. Be prepared for some type of delay if you are heading to the ballpark, as it's Tim Anderson Bat Flip Bobblehead Day. This is a two-day event, as Saturday's game will also be handing out the bobbleheads, and Saturday's looking a lot better weather-wise than Friday in the city of Chicago. On the bump for the White Sox will be Dallas Keuchel tonight, who tries to bounce back from his start in New York last week. Keuchel is 3-1 on the season with a 4.28 ERA. Opposing Keuchel will be Matt Harvey, who is having a rough May with a month of 8.85 ERA. If the White Sox can't connect against Harvey, then maybe there is some bad mojo going with the White Sox as they get ready to face right-handers. But I'm thinking it shouldn't be a worry facing Harvey. Just have to hope the clouds clear away in time for the 7:10 p.m. Central Time start. You could watch the game on NBC Sports Chicago or listen on ESPN 1000 AM. Down in the minor leagues, the Charlotte Knights lost to the Baltimore Orioles affiliate, the Norfolk Tide, 10-7. Nate Nolan hit his second home run of the season. Blake Rutherford went 2-for-5, and Gavin Sheets had the day off after falling over a railing in last night's game. Birmingham Barons are 14-7 on the season as they beat the Trash Pandas 3-2. Barons only had two hits in the game, and one of those was Luis Rivera's hitting the game-winning home run in the eighth inning. The Barons pitching staff struck out 10 while just walking one in nine innings. Not a lot going on for the Winston-Salem Dash as they lost 4-0 to Hickory. Former Texas Longhorn Duke Ellis was the highlight as he went 2-for-3 on the night. And for Kannapolis, bless their hearts, they fall again as they are now 2-19 in 2021. Cabrera Weaver went 3-for-5 with a home run. Lancy Delgado also hit a home run. Reliever Jordan Michael from Plainfield, Illinois, made his season debut, throwing 1 2/3 innings scoreless, allowing just one hit, one walk, and striking out 4. Around Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Angels had an adventure trying to get to the Oakland Coliseum last night. Coming from their team hotel in San Francisco, there was an accident on the Bay Bridge. So the Angels players had to take the BART, which is similar to Chicago CTA if you've never been in the Bay Area. So imagine sitting on the train and there's Shohei Ohtani. Speaking of Ohtani, he had to be scratched from his start, obviously, because he arrived late to the game. He'll start Friday night's game as Oakland beat the Angels 5-0. The Athletics are 30-22 in 2021. The Mets sweep a doubleheader against the Rockies, winning by the score of 1-0 and 4-2. The Phillies beat the Marlins 3-2. The Chicago Cubs got a lot of press yesterday for Will Craig's brain fart. With two outs, Javier Baez hit a grounder to third base. As Will Craig received the throw, it pulled him off the bag. Instead of turning around and touching first base, he decided to chase Baez back to home plate. Now, all Craig had to do, again, was turn around and touch first base to end the inning. But he chased Baez all the way back to home plate, all the way back to home. Then Wilson Contreras, who was on second base during all of this, made a mad dash to home. Craig made a toss to the catcher who missed tagging Contreras in time. So right now, the run counts if Baez reaches first base. Now he's like 88 feet away. So Pittsburgh tries to get someone to cover first base. But that throw sails away to first base. And Baez not only reaches first base, but he also makes it to second base. Baez is getting a lot of credit for his quote-unquote magical base running maneuver, but it's one of the dumbest sequences I've seen in Major League Baseball in quite some time. Again, just touch first base. Anyways, the Cubs won 5-3, and they are now 27-22 on the season. Cleveland beat Detroit 5-2. They still remain a game back of the White Sox in the American League Central. The Milwaukee Brewers won an extra inning 6-5 as Jackie Bradley Jr. had his first career walk-off hit, beating the San Diego Padres. The Washington Nationals completed their May 26th game against Cincinnati, first winning 5-3, and then Cincinnati won the May 27th game 3-0. Tampa Bay continues to cruise as they beat the Kansas City Royals 7-2. The Rays are 32-20 on the season. The Toronto Blue Jays and New York Yankees split their doubleheader. Blue Jays won Game 1 2-0 as rookie pitcher Alek Manoah was quite impressive. And the Yankees won Game 2 5-3. St. Louis has now won 2 in a row as they beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Giants 4-3 to remain a game up on San Francisco in the standings, and the Seattle Mariners shut out the Texas Rangers 5-0. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support us, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcasts and website, and the first crack at any of our new swag items. Have a great Friday morning and Memorial Day weekend, everyone, and hopefully we get to talk about another White Sox winner. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Josh Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. Legends, whose four-way rivalry defined one of the greatest eras in boxing history. Relive their decade of dominance in the new Showtime sports documentary, The Kings, a four-part series premiering Sunday, June 6th, only on Showtime.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.